Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. You can continue taking off your tefillin. I'm very excited to be with you guys on Wednesdays. Other Rebbeim are going to try to come to Shacharis other days of the week, together with, of course, the Mashkiach Zovas here and Resnick. And it's super exciting for me to deliver the first of our short talks, very short, within 5 minutes, on Shabbos Kodesh. Every week we're going to delve into a different topic of what Shabbos is all about. And to me, it's an interesting thing. Shabbos kind of, I would say, lives in mystery. You know, the Yom Tovim, so to speak, get a lot of airtime, a lot of wonderful books about them. When it comes to Shabbos, like, where do you turn? What do you do? What do we know? What exactly are we doing on Shabbos? Why is it so important? What's special? Sleep a lot. Have Cholent 5 times. Thursday night, Friday afternoon, Friday night. Well, what's going on? Okay? And if you think about it, it's really an absolutely silly thing not to focus on Shabbos just by simple calculation. If you figure Shabbos and Erev Shabbos takes at least a day and a half of our 7 days of the week, that's over 20% of our time. So any good businessman knows this, to waste 20% of your active time is a foolish thing. Zosvot, everybody understands Shabbos is an important thing. So Bein Bekamas, Bein Be'echos, Shabbos is important. So what are Manosim? So that's what these talks are going to be, shed a little bit of light. And anybody who will tune in week after week, if Ezra Shem come to Shacharis week after week and tune in just for mamish 5 minutes, after Kovitz al Yadir, but the Pasuk initially says, so if you tune in and listen and collect and remember, you'll have Bezrat Hashem and Otzer Shalem, a big treasure house. Okay, so quickly to go into it, we're now in the weeks before Kabbalah Satorah, and Klal Yisrael at this point reached a special point, a special place called Mara. And it was a different place. On their way to Har Sinai, they came to Mara. When they came to Mara, they received a few mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs they received was, in fact, Shabbos. Now, what does that tell us? So the Tzaddik Rav Tzvi Meyer, in his Sefer on Shabbos, says that tells you that Shabbos had to be in place before the mitzvahs, before Kabbalah and Torah. Why? Because Shabbos is, in fact, the foundation, and he brings from the Chafetz Chaim, it's the lave of all of Yiddishkeit. So just like this building, before you build the building, what's the building? The mitzvahs. But before the mitzvahs are there, the foundation has to be in place. What's that foundation? Shabbos. And therefore, that's why we got Shabbos specifically before Kabbalah Satorah. That on the Shmir Shabbos, which Klal Yisrael had already enacted and began, from that starting point, we were in the right place to receive Shabbos. And now, because it's the foundation, that's why we find it so chomer, so absolutely severe. If someone doesn't keep Pesach, God forbid, he's not called. Of course, we're not talking about a Tinok Shnishpa, but someone doesn't keep Pesach wantonly, amazed. He's not a Kovel L'chol HaTorah Kula. He's not someone who's considered, he's thrown off the whole yoke of Torah. But someone who doesn't keep Shabbos is in fact considered that, and Shechita is no good, etc. It's also not just the foundation, it's the Shorish. Lashon Chazal, Kol Birchon Dele'ela V'tata B'yom Shviya Talia. All of the brachas from above and below are dependent on the Shvi, on the seventh day. And Rav Tzvi Meyer again takes this in a practical way. Every little bit of shtagging we do on Shabbos, this is real. This is what, right? We all know that Shabbos is a shorish. What does it mean? It means when you shtag well on Shabbos, that sends itself into your week. You're having a great week. It could very well be because you really put a lot of shtagging effort in on Shabbos. And the shtagging effort which you put in on Shabbos spreads its wings into your week. It's like the heart. Like we said, the Shabbos is the lave of Yiddishkeit. What's the lave? Why is the lave so important? Everybody understands that. Because my fingers, the extremities, are dependent. My fingers, my hands, my right foot, my left foot, my stomach. It's all dependent on the heart. And if the heart's in good shape, right? You know, guys like me, we're not interested in like bodybuilding, getting carved bodies. We're past that. We're miyayish. It's not shaykh. It's not going to happen. It's not worth the time, right? But we're all working on our cardiovascular systems. You're walking because you know the heart has to be in place. The heart's the seriousness. And when the heart's pumping well, the hands are working well. And when Shabbos is pumping the right way, so the week, which is the body, is going to be working all that better. And we're going to end with an amazing thought from the Chozum in Lublin, which really ties this all together. You know, what's the pshat that suddenly in the middle of 28 seconds, what's the pshat that in the middle of the week suddenly you have this tremendous tanug ruchani? You're davening really well. Your learning's going great. You're working on your midas, and you're enjoying it. Wow, where does that come from? So he says, Shabbos me'ein olam haba. Shabbos is a bit of olam haba. Olam haba, there's no tanug. There's nothing as pleasurable as that. And Shabbos being, and like we said, Shabbos is also the shorish, the lave, the heart of the whole week. So what happens? You get a little piece of Shabbos injected into your dreary Tuesday, right? In the middle of that davening, where's that? That's the Olam Haba of Shabbos, which is projecting it to the week, is pleasurable. And that's how we can suddenly find tremendous pleasure on all days of the week in our Avodas Hashem, because Shabbos is Mamish Man Olam Haba. Good morning, good day.